New South Wales Young Liberals are calling for Australia to do more to tackle climate change. The Prime Minister has been digging in his heels on the issue, insisting his government's current policies are effective. But the younger Libs say it's a problem that will affect their future. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
As bushfires ravage large parts of their state, climate change is on the mind of the New South Wales Young Liberals.
We see it as particularly pertinent to our generation because it's our generation that will be facing the increasing risks of climate change in the future. So from our point of view, we see it as an issue of intergenerational equity because it's the actions of today that have an effect on the future. And if we don't take action now, we'll be facing those increased risks in the future.
Shaneg Torres is the New South Wales Young Liberal President. He says at their December meeting, the governing body voted unanimously to push for an overhaul of Australia's climate policies.
We don't have to choose between a strong economy and action on climate change. We believe that the market is quite naturally moving towards more efficient renewable technology that emits lower carbon emissions. And so what we'd like to see is more certainty in the market.
To transition the economy towards reliance on cleaner energy, they'd like to see policies to encourage private enterprise to invest in affordable renewable technologies and to incentivise businesses to lower their emissions. They're also pushing for solar panel rebates for households. The calls put them at odds with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who has repeatedly said current policies are working and Australia's on track to meet its global emissions targets.
Look, the Young Liberal movement obviously fully supports the Prime Minister, and we think that he's doing a really good job at the moment. We think that he's doing his best. But this is a very difficult issue politically. I think that this debate has been very divisive in our country and in our community. But we just want to, I guess, encourage the government to be thinking about the future generations.
Mr. Torres says this shouldn't be a left-wing versus right-wing debate, and attempts to blame the government's policies for the current bushfires are unfair. But he says the fires are a good reminder of the problem at hand.
The bushfires are, I think, a sign of what is to come, and I think they should act as a catalyst for us to be thinking about what we can be doing now.
The New South Wales Young Liberals are now working on more detailed policies to present to the state and federal Environment and Energy Ministers. The World Today has approached Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor's office for a comment, but has not heard back.
Alexandra Beach reporting.